Diva Kaja is my sure Joe Ballard Thoughtfox arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. Well, it hardly seems a week since I was talking to you and playing some of my favourite Irish tracks. Here we are again with another edition of Sounds Irish. On this week's programme, we will hear some favourites, songs that we're used to hearing. We'll hear some new artists. And just to point out also that some of the tracks we have might be a little longer than we usually play, but they're all too good to fade. Starting off with Dominic Kirwan, a recording of a live performance where he's telling us all about Through the Eyes of an Irishman. Listen to the lyrics.
When I was a boy, round about three, I remember my grandfather whispering to me. He said, learn to appreciate all that you see, 'cause one day it'll mean so much to you. Well, without realizing the words he did say, sure it started me seeing things a different way. Like the colors of the sun going down on the bay, it was a sight I'll never forget. And we'll all meet tonight, every child, every woman and man. For we know in our hearts that we'll always be part of our proud and wonderful land. Yes, we'll all meet tonight, and we'll sing as loud as we can of an island so green that can only be seen through the eyes of an Irishman. All the days of my youth I spent searching around, and I couldn't believe all the beauty I found. Like the flowers and the trees growing up from the ground, full of color and so full of life. Well, at 24 years, that's when I started to roam. But it didn't take much to remind me of home. And I think of all the places and the people I'd know that I may never see again. And we'll all meet tonight, every child, every woman and man. For we know in our hearts that we'll always be part of our proud and wonderful land. Yes, we'll all meet tonight, and we'll sing as loud as we can of an island so green that can only be seen through the eyes of an Irishman. When I left Ireland shores when I was 30 years old, and I sailed to my future of silver and gold. But when the rush was over, I was out in the cold. It hurt my pocket, but never my pride. Now there's fire in my heart and my memory so strong. Oh, how I long for the romance, how I yearn for the song, and how I'm missing the place that I loved all along, that I may never see again. Sing it with me, dear father. And we'll all meet tonight, every child, every woman and man. For we know in our hearts that we'll always be part of our proud and wonderful land. Yes, we'll all meet tonight, and we'll sing as loud as we can of an island so green that can only be seen through the eyes of an Irishman. Of an island so green that can only be seen through the eyes of an Irishman. God bless. Thank you. Thank you. Good night.
Hey, hang on a minute, Dominic. We've only just started. He's wishing us good night. They've got a lot of the programme left. There, Dominic Kerwin. An island so green that we always have seen through the eyes of an Irishman. Ah. Very good lyrics on that one. Now a track from one of my favourite Irish artists, Mick Galvin. And he's bemoaning the fact that he left behind his Katie back in Ireland when he left to seek his fortune.
I'm thinking tonight while in exile recalling of times long ago in my dear native town. When as sweethearts together we heard love's first call on those warm summer days by the banks of the Lough. Once again the soft touch of your dear hand and mine, as we both pledged our vow to be faithful and true. But the big ship was anxious, a new world was calling, when a restless young man broke his promise to you. Oh, Katie, dear Katie, my fond heart is pining, as daily I toil for a few honest pounds. Should I give all I own, every dime, every dollar, to be with you tonight by the banks of the Lough? though the years have rolled on and the jobs have been many, on the road to the fortune I left home to find. But the fortune I sought at the end of the rainbow was the one that I lost when I left you behind. Tonight in the twilight, is the church bell still chiming? Does the echo float over the waters below? Ah, how sweet was the message we heard in its rhyming on those days long ago by the banks of the Lough. Oh, Katie, dear Katie, my fond heart is pining as daily I toil for a few honest pounds. Sure, I'd give all I own, every dime, every dollar, to be with you tonight by the banks of the Lough. Oh, Katie, dear Katie, my fond heart is pining as daily I toil for a few honest pounds. Sure, I'd give all I own, every dime, every dollar, to be with you tonight by the banks of the Lough.
Yet another of those Irish songs telling the story of a young man who left his island home behind him and his girlfriend Katie. Mick Galvin there. I mentioned Daniel O'Donnell there a few moments ago, so why not just play one of his tracks? That's what we'll do. And we'll play one of my favourite Irish songs, just to paint you a picture again. It's about the young man who left his home in Wexford to go to America, and he worked on the buildings over there, and he always thought about the old bog road that led out of the village and all the things that happened and how he couldn't get back. Listen to Daniel O'Donnell's version of The Old Bog Road.
My feet are here on Broadway, this blessed harvest morn. But oh, the ache that's in them, for the sod where I was born. My weary hands are blistered from toiling cold and heat. But oh, to swing a scythe today through fields of Irish wheat. Had I the chance to wander back or own a king's abode? And oh, to see the hawthorn tree down the old bog road. My mother died last springtime when Ireland's fields were green. The neighbors said her wake it was the finest ever seen. There were snowdrops and primroses piled up beside her bed, and Farron's church was crowded when the funeral mass was said. But here was I on Broadway, building bricks for load, as they carried out her coffin down the old bog road. a weary puzzle, past finding out by man. I'll take the day for what it's worth and do the best I can. Since no one cares a rush for me, what need to make a moan? I'll go my way and draw my pay and smoke my pipe alone. Each human heart must know its grief, though bitter be the load. So God be with you, Ireland, and the old bog road. So God be with you, Ireland, and the old bog road.
Daniel O'Donnell and an abridged version of the song The Old Bog Road. I do know the whole song. It's quite long and I must look it up for you sometime when we play it on Sounds Irish. That's a nice version, Daniel and The Old Bog Road. Now for my favourite Irish ballad group. I'm indulging myself a lot this week, aren't I? The Dublin City Ramblers are telling us all about what else but the Dublin Rambler. A little bit of explanation. He's telling us all about the various parts of Dublin that he visits because he doesn't stay long, and he's been to England and didn't like it and he came home, but he still never stays long in the one place. But he loves his pint in the pub.
Come from around by Beggar's Bush, and they call me the Dublin Rambler, cause I'm never down for very long. Sure, I'm always on the go, but there's one thing that I love all right. It's a pint with the lads on a Sunday night. I once spent a while in London, but soon came back to Dublin. Sang around the pubs in Liverpool, I wanted to come home. Did you ever stroll down Capel Street late on a summer's morning? Drop into Slats for a pint of stout, then on down to the quay. I carry on out to Kilmainham Jail and back by the new Royal Hospital, where the TDs in their evening suits are often to be seen. Oh, I come from around by Beggar's Bush, and they call me the Dublin Rambler, cause I'm never around for very long. Sure, I'm always on the go, but there's one thing that I love all right. It's a pint with the lads on a Sunday night. I once spent a while in London, but soon came back to Dublin. Sang around the pubs in Liverpool, I wanted to come home. Have you ever been to Dolly Mount and gazed out to the ocean, where the Bailey and the Hill of Hope are a wondrous sight to see? Take an amble through St. Dan's Estate and out by the Kilester Gate. Watch the young lads playing football and climbing in the trees. Oh, I come from around my Beggar's Bush, and they call me the Dublin Rambler, cause I'm never around for very long. Sure, I'm always on the go, but there's one thing that I love all right. It's a pint with the lads on a Sunday night. I once spent a while in London, but soon came back to Dublin. Sang around the pubs in Liverpool, I wanted to come home. Well, I often go to Stephen's Green for a walk among the gardens, or to Killinour, or to I'll stop for a tune down Merrion Row. And after the evening out on the town is a chipper for the one and one, but the TDs in their evening suits, it's not the place to go. Oh, I come from around my Beggar's Bush, and they call me the Dublin Rambler, cause I'm never around for very long. Sure, I'm always on the go, but there's one thing that I love all right. It's a pint with the lads on a Sunday night. I once spent a while in London, but soon came back to Dublin. Sang around the pubs in Liverpool, I wanted to come home. Oh, I come from around my Beggar's Bush, and they call me the Dublin Rambler, cause I'm never around for very long. Sure, I'm always on the go,
But there's one thing that I love all right. It's a pint with the lads on a Sunday night. I once spent a while in London, but soon came back to Dublin. Sang around the pubs in Liverpool. I wanted to come home.
Now, you may have been a bit lost in that one, but what they were doing, they were travelling all over Dublin, visiting the various districts. I think that explains it enough. The Dublin City Ramblers and the Dublin Rambler. You know, something's just occurred to me. Here we are a good way into the programme and we haven't had a female singer. Now, we're putting that to rights now. Every so often on Sounds Irish, I play that very popular song, The Fields of Athenry, the big hit for Paddy Riley, and one or two other people had a go. Take a listen to the female side of it. Mary Duff exhibiting her lovely interpretation of the story that tells about the young man who stole the corn so that his family could eat some bread, and he got caught and he got shipped off to Australia. Mary Duff and the Fields of Athenry.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling, Michael. For you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Lo, lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. Prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. My lonely harbor wall, she watched the last star falling. As the prison ship sailed out against the sky, for she lived in hope and pray for her love on Botany Bay. It's so lonely round the fields of small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
That's a nice version of that song, the female side of it, Mary Duff and the Fields of Athenry. Athenry is a lovely town in County Galway. Now, do you mind if we stay in Galway? Because this is one of the most popular of all Irish songs. It's sung for us here by Bing Crosby, so do make allowances for the recording. Just to point out, there is a line in it that might flummox you a bit. And watch the barefoot gossoons. That's another word for youngsters. Here, Mr. Bing Crosby and Galway Bay.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, then maybe at the closing of your day, you will sit and watch the moon rise over Clannagh and see the sun go down on Galway Bay. Just to hear again the ripple of the trout stream, the women in the meadows making hay, and to sit beside a turf fire in the cabin and watch the barefoot gossams at their play. For the breeze is blowing o'er the seas from Ireland, are perfumed by the heather as they blow, and the women in the upland digging praties speak a language that the strangers do not know. For the strangers came and tried to teach us their ways. They blamed us just for being what we are, but they might as well go chasing after moonbeams or light a penny candle from a star. And if there's gonna be a life hereafter, and somehow I feel sure there's gonna be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea.
Now, I just want to point out that that wasn't the original. I used to have the original many years ago on an old 78. It was originally recorded in 1949, but that one is a more up-to-date version. I think it was released again sometime in the 60s. But there, Bing Crosby and his version of Galway Bay. OK, it's been a bit sleepy around here at the moment. We're going to change that now with a rousing selection of reels from Bill Hickey on the accordion.
Thank you.
short collection of rousing reels from Bill Hickey on his accordion. Now, once again, to change the style completely. You've heard, and I've played so often on Sounds Irish, Dolores Keane. I'm going to play a track by her brother, Sean. Music runs in the family, and traditional music particularly. Sean has a lovely, what I would call a traditional singing voice. He's singing for us here the song that was a big hit for Eva Cassidy, Fields of Gold. Listen to Fields of Gold sung by Sean Keane, Irish style.
You'll remember me when the west wind moves upon the fields of barley. You'll forget the sun in its jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold. So she took her love just to gaze a while upon the fields of barley. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love upon the fields of barley? We'll forget the sun in its jelly sky as we lie in fields of gold. See that west wind move like a lover's soul upon the fields of barley. Feel our body rise when you kiss her mouth among the fields of gold. I never made promises lightly, and there have been some that I've broken. But I swear in the day is still left, we walk in fields of gold. Yes, we walk in fields of gold. Many years have passed since those summer days among the fields of barley. See the children run as the sun goes down among the fields of gold. You remember me when the west wind moves upon the fields of barley. You can tell the sun in its jealous sky that we walk in fields of gold, that we walk in fields of gold. Yes, we walk in fields of gold.
See what I mean by that lovely sort of traditional sound to his voice. I think they call it Shanos, but there that was Sean Keane and his version of Fields of Gold. Some nice whistle playing on it as well, wasn't there? Now, here's a singer that I include every now and then, a young man from County Mayo, Frank McCafferty and the Heart That Beats in Ireland.
Some folks think of Ireland as just 40 shades of green, with Blarney Stones and old bog roads, and I'll take you home, Kathleen. And they sing along old Irish songs, and they hear the banshees call, but they're missing part of my land that matters most of all. There's a heart that beats in Ireland, you can hear it everywhere, in the cities and the countryside, you can feel it in the air. In the welcome hand, the parting glass, the smile from young and old, and the heart that beats in Ireland is a heart of gold. That heart is always ready to lend a helping hand when famine, flood, or trouble strikes another land. There always shines an Irish smile from an Irish boy or girl, and that heart that beats in Ireland beats all around the world. There's a heart that beats in Ireland, you can hear it everywhere, in the cities and the countryside, you can feel it in the air. In the welcome hand, the parting glass, the smile from young and old, and the heart that beats in Ireland is the heart of gold. Yes, the heart that beats in Ireland is a heart.